To wake up and come alive, you have to throw yourself on the law of life. You have to refuse to compromise any longer with what is making you unhappy. You have to quit or separate or break with the past. You have to take action. The action itself may well change the situation or the other person and end the compromise so that you can be new in yourself and continue. But you must break with the old and not allow it to bind you and blind you again. If you are hanging on to a situation for the sake of someone else, you are deceiving yourself and achieving nothing. When you are unhappy, you are not yourself. And when you are not yourself, you are no real good to anyone, your job, your partner, or your child. You will infect them all with your unhappiness, your discontent, and they will suffer and not be themselves. You may think it doesn't show and that you are getting away with it, martyring yourself. But the fact is you are being dishonest, and that sort of dishonesty doesn't rob, doesn't steal. It just spoils what should be good. When you feel compelled to consider another and think you're being unselfish, you are merely considering yourself. You consider the person as an extension of yourself, and you do them a disservice because they are not that. If you love them, you do not have to consider them. You only consider what you do not love. A mother who loves her child does not consider it. Her love knows what the child needs, and she acts from there. If breaking with someone or something makes you think it will be hard on the child you are taking with you or have to support, you are mistaken. It may be hard on you for a while, making do for you both in the world. But as long as you love the child and share your life with it in love, the child will be happy. You will be happy together. You are happy in any circumstances with the one you love who loves you. You will manage. You will get through by making the new life an adventure together. If you are being true and not self-indulgent, vindictive, or resentful, the child will understand and enjoy playing its part. But above all, you will be free of the old deadening grip of compromise in your life, and you will be ready for the new. The new always comes. The law of life will be true to you if you are true to yourself. Sometimes, to be true to yourself is to stay put where you are. But to be true in such a case, consciously true, means you can no longer be miserable as you used to be. Either you will be surrendered to the situation because it can't be changed. Surrender is the conscious acceptance of what can't be changed at this moment, but may be changeable in the next. Or you will be working consciously full-time to make the situation right. Either way, you won't complain, doubt, or become depressed because you'll know what you are doing. You'll be responsible. When you do break with a person or situation, money can be scarce. But that will be looked after. You'll get through. Have you ever known a time when you didn't get through? Everyone gets through. Everyone has some money. All you need in the first instance is food, warmth, and shelter. Get your priorities right. Don't want more than you can have now. Use what you have, what is provided. You are not going to stay where you are. You are getting free. You're not free yet. You're in the process. It is moving every day. Don't look anxiously ahead. Don't be afraid. Life will look after you then, if you are true now. Now is what is important. But do what you know you must. Don't lay about. Be alert. Stay as conscious as you can. Life can't suddenly provide everything at once. It was you who strangled it while you compromised. Enough for now is enough. Trust in life. It knows what you need. And as you stick at being true, life will provide what you need more and more. Watch life work. Watch the miracle unfold in front of you as a letter of opportunity is slipped through the door. Your eye is drawn to just the right advertisement, or someone makes a casual suggestion that opens up a whole new prospect for you. Don't fall back into old patterns. Don't get stuck again in the same situation. Be vulnerable, but only to love and to what you know is right in the moment, nothing else. Learn from being true to yourself how to tell the difference. Don't blame. Don't accuse. Don't tell your sad story. Complain as little as you can. Be new. This is a fresh start. If you acknowledge the old by talking about it, you carry it with you. Don't think about it either. It's gone, finished. And if it turns up again in the form of a person or some other reminder, don't go along with the old emotion it excites. Pause. Hold to your newness. Be true to yourself. The world will always be trying to drag you down, to drag you backwards. And its most powerful weapon is the past. Don't try to please anyone, mother, father, family, friends. Be true. Don't give in to the tears and emotional demands of others. Yield only to love. Love does not demand, except inside yourself where it demands that you be true to the new state, the new you. And in those times when you seem to lose that state and clarity, don't despair. Don't be discouraged. Don't doubt or think it was all imagination. Hold the pain, the isolation, the confusion, the depression. Be the pain. Don't let it out. Feel your strength underneath. Don't think. Wait. Be patient. Resist trying to work out anything in the past. There's nothing to work out. You've done it, or it's happened. You've worked it out by taking action. Let it be. Don't analyze. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't look back. And don't feel sorry for others. That's backtracking. Leave it to life. Be as still as you can. The disturbance and darkness will pass. The lightness and rightness will come again. Just hold. Be true. You are not suppressing, you are dissolving. It is the law of life in you dealing with the weight of the past in you, reducing the old you, the old problem. You've done what you had to do by quitting, separating, or breaking with the past. You did it to bring life back into your life. The pain you feel is only the past dying, not the present. Life, the present, the new, will not let you down.